WOGO, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Fall Creek High School, home of the Crickets, in sight of this Western Cloverbelt Conference tilt between your 12-0 unbeaten McDonald Central Max and the 8-2 Fall Creek Crickets. These teams are number one and number two in conference play as we are still running through the first half of the gauntlet that is the Western Cloverbelt. McDonald 4-0 on the year in the WCC, and right behind them, Fall Creek at 4-1. The first meeting of these two teams this season, Fall Creek got both matchups last year. They took care of business against McDonald, win the Max at a 17-point lead at home at the half. Storming back were the Crickets in that game to win 68-60. And then the second time these two teams met, we had both of those games for you on WOGO last year. It was all Fall Creek. They were up 37-19 at the half and won 62-37 the last time these two teams met. And that was right here on the floor at Fall Creek. As both teams taking the floor now for warm-ups. Last time out for McDonald, a home win over Stanley Boyd, 78-51 in that game. Cannon Huss with 27 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Eddie Mittermeier with 20 points, 4 of 7 from long range, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Keegan Galvez with 13 points and shot 5 of 6 from the field. Aiden Miswell with 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. In that game, McDonald was 41% from 3-point range, 9 of 22, 50% from the field. 17 assists on 29 field goals and 11 of 19 from the free throw line at 58%. So maybe the one bugaboo that they're looking to correct a little bit more is trying to shoot a higher percentage from the free throw line. They'll need every point here against this Fall Creek team. McDonald with only 7 turnovers against Stanley Boyd, 13 steals and 31 rebounds. On the other side for Fall Creek and head coach Rick Storley, they've had 2 close games, including their first conference loss, a tight one on the road at Bloomer that they lost by 2, then a 1-point win earlier this week against Elk Mound, 46-45 in that game. Their junior, Bo Volrath, who's the reigning conference player of the year, he got that honor as a sophomore. He only scored 9 points but had 14 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 blocks. Isaac Steinke, who's coming on very strong as 6'5" junior with 12 points, 4 rebounds, and Leo Hegberg with 11 points, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Fall Creek shot 43% from the field but just 20% from the free throw line on only 5 attempts and 36% from long range. We'll step out for 2 minutes, be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Rick Storley. As McDonald pregame continues here on WOGO Sports, it's the Max and the Crickets live on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Donald Max Basketball and WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We caught up earlier with head coach Rick Storley of Fall Creek.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports on the road in beautiful Fall Creek, Wisconsin. A big game in the Western Clover Belt Conference here tonight. The Crickets of Fall Creek against your McDonald Central. Max here with head coach Rick Storley of Fall Creek. And coach, you got this McDonald team twice last year. Lost a couple key pieces on your team in Soren Johnson and also your sharpshooter in Cameron Martsky. Where have you grown? Where has McDonald grown in the year since you've played?
Well, I think McDonald is really loaded. As you know, you've seen them in rank number one in Division Five. I don't see much weakness. Boy, they're quick at the guard and shooting the ball well and big enough inside. They're going to make a big run to the state tournament. I just don't see anybody going to stay with them. As far as ours, you know, we're still trying to develop some guard play. I think our inside play has been pretty good, but with the size that McDonald shows us tonight, we're going to see where we're at. And, you know, we're going to have to do things right and find ways to be able to score. And somebody's going to have to step up from the outside. We have to hit some shots because McDonald is so quick in stopping those dribble drives, and they're very athletic. So I would say those are kind of where both teams are, in my opinion, right now, and the things that we have to do.
Coach, your last two times out, how did you see those as measuring stick games for your team? One you lost, one you won, both. I mean, one possession games right down to the end.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting is that kind of knock on wood, I had talked before the Bloomer game that we've shot the ball pretty well at the free throw line. Our starters have shot over 70% from the line, and we went up there. And all we needed was a free throw, really, basically, to not have it go to overtime. But we couldn't make a free throw, and we shot 20% from the free throw line, which is, I don't know how we could do that, but we did. And we lost the ball game, and Bloomer deserved to win. Then the other night, playing a good Elk Mound team as well, we found a way to win. We let a lead slip by. They hit some big shots, and we came back, set up a play, and had Hagberg hit a big three. But then we had to stop them twice in that final 10 seconds, and we were able to do that and got one out. So I was real proud of the kids for coming off that really tough loss at Bloomer, coming right back on a Monday, and then having to play a good Elk Mound team and being down in the last 30 seconds and finding a way to win. I hope that's big and it can carry over tonight.
And finally, Coach, if you say there's one thing our team needs to do well tonight, of course, I mean, you went off on an incredible run the last time these two teams met a year ago in this building, but it seems like things are a lot different. So what do you have to do tonight to make sure you get a win in what could be a close game?
Well, I hope it is a close game. I think we have to handle their defensive pressure. You know, we know that Mittermeier is a great three-point shooter, you know, along with everybody else that they have, and he's getting a lot of attention, but they have a lot of weapons, you know, with Huss and Galvez and everybody else that's out there, Miss Felt and all the guys, and they come off the bench and they can shoot it. They're very athletic. We're going to have to somehow try to slow them down, and I really think it's us not turning the ball over, giving us a chance to score. You know, they're very, very good defensively, very quick. You know, you've seen them a lot, and they're tough to play. So if you get a drive on it, you're going to have to be quick and finish or find that guy who's open quickly. And I think that's the key. I think handling their pressure defensively is going to be very big for us.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. It's always a great atmosphere here, and two of the top teams in the conference, you can't ask for more here on a Thursday night.
Yeah, exactly right. I think we kind of knew it was going to come down to this, you know, that, you know, I know McDonald is really good, and Coach Schilling does a tremendous job with them. And as I said before, I think they're loaded, and I think they're well deserving of that number one ranking in Division Five. You know, I just hope that you know, people thought we'd be pretty good at the start of the year. We've had a couple of setbacks, but we think possibly if we can get this going too, maybe we've got a good outfit. We'll see tonight. It's a good measuring stick. We're not halfway through the season yet, but it's a really good test for us to see where we're at.
Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Storley of Fall Creek. Coach Schilling, after this, it's Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports, live from Fall Creek.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on the road at Fall Creek, a big one in the Western Cloverbelt Conference tonight on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. McDonald against Fall Creek here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, last time out, you got a good win over a Stanley Boyd team that is kind of on the bottom end of the conference. Now you're up two games in a row against the top teams in the conference, Fall Creek. And last time you were here on this floor, it was all the Crickets, and I'm sure with most of your team returning, they remember that.
Yeah, I think everybody remembers last year's game, and the first time we played them last year was kind of the opposite. We were up 18 and a half, and you know, every time we play over here, it's a tough place to win. They're always a big physical team that's well coached, so we're definitely going to have to play our best game tonight and hopefully going forward.
Coach, is this about dictating styles in a game where Fall Creek certainly has a physical advantage in terms of height, not necessarily toughness or physicality, but they've got length. You even look at this JV game. They've got a lot of length out there, but you have speed and you have great guard play, and you've got guys who will play at the three and the four who will play like guards.
I really think it just comes down to defense. The team that can really guard their team well and, you know, holding the one shot is going to be really important, so... however, each team does that is, you know, probably different styles, but we both, you know, are probably going to try to play our best defensive game of the year tonight.
Is there anything in particular that you have to do schematically just to try to deny the ball to a player like Bo Vollrath, or is it just knowing that he's going to get his points and just make him earn them?
Well, he's going to get some. I mean, he's obviously big and strong, and he's a good offensive rebounder, so he will score. Our job is just to try to make it as hard as we can when he does have the ball or try to keep him off the offensive glass, but... he's definitely going to score. He's returning player of the year in our conference, so we definitely have our hands full.
Coach, you talk about defense, but rebounding is another thing we've brought up, and that's where regardless of the height differential at times, your rebounding has really seemed to take a step forward, and you'll need it to be that way again tonight.
Yeah, I think we've really been trying to stress our guards getting in there and rebounding, and we've done a pretty good job at that, so... it's a group effort. I think that's the last phase of good defense is getting that defensive rebound, and then that allows us to get out and run, which we've been pretty good at so far.
And in transition as well, too, your shooting overall percentage of the team, I'm looking for something wood to knock on here, but, I mean, three guys shooting over 40% from three, you have to love that you're getting quality shots and they're knocking them down.
Yeah, I think we work hard on getting open shots, not taking contested shots. And when you do that, and you got some good shooters, like the percentages are going to show that. So Fall Creek's another good defensive team with some good size, so they'll probably challenge us as far as getting good open looks. But we're going to have to make sure we work the ball around and get other guys open if we need you to score.
Well, Coach, this is one we've had circled on the calendar for a while. Looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max back after this with your tip-off. It's McDonald and Fall Creek on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. Wow. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
The center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's a full house here in Fall Creek. McDonald on the road against the Crickets. Western Cloverbelt Conference title aspirations for both of these two teams. McDonald 12-0 on the year. Fall Creek 8-2 and on a collision course for this first meeting of two matchups in the season. Fall Creek got McDonald twice last year. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The last time when McDonald lost by 25 here on this floor on January 27th of last year, Fall Creek shot 54% from the field, McDonald just 28%, and the Crickets out-rebounded the Max 32-16. McDonald, nine turnovers in that game, and just four turnovers for Fall Creek. So you pick any one or maybe any two of those things and hope that McDonald can play even rather than be at a significant disadvantage in shooting percentage, rebounding, and turnovers, and they should hopefully be in a good spot here at the end of this game. It's going to be rocking here in the home of the Crickets. Looking forward to it. Those are your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford. We're back with your tip-off next on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We are in Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson to be joined soon by Mark Maloney. And there he is right now as we are getting set to begin. We're at the end of the court here, and we will find our seats as McDonald will be introduced first. Starting lineup for the Macs, Aiden Misfelt, senior guard, number one, averaging 8.9 points, 4.4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2.3 steals. Eddie Mittermeier, 21.2 points per game, second on the team, first on the team in assists. Number three, the senior guard, 5'11". Misfelt also 5'11", if I failed to mention. 6'5", senior forward Keegan Galvez, number 22, 6.5 points, 3.9 rebounds, shooting 59% from the field. Jordan Secor, the 6'2", sophomore guard, number 24, 2.1 points, almost 2 rebounds and 2 assists per game as well. And Cannon Huss, McDonald's leading scorer and rebounder, 6'3", senior guard forward combo, number 33, 21.4 points per game, and almost 10 rebounds per game, shooting 41% from 3 and 59% from the field. On the other side, under the direction at McDonald, of course, coached by Adam Schilling, fifth year as the varsity head coach for McDonald. Coach Rick Storley for the Fall Creek Crickets. They'll start Leo Hagberg, a 6'1" senior, 13.5 points per game. Number 2, a forward. Number 12, guard Ben Kelly. He's a 6-foot senior, or just under 8 points per game. Isaac Steinke, the 6'5" junior, forward. Number 22, 11.1 points, second on the team in rebounds, almost 2 blocks per game. Bo Volrath, the reigning conference player of the year as a sophomore, now a junior, 6'6", almost 20 points per game, almost 10 rebounds per game, 4.4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Number 24, the forward. And number 34, Jeffrey Ricker, almost 5 points per game for the 6'3" senior forward, number 34, for Coach Rick Storley. And Mark Maloney, this one's going to be fun.
I finally made it here. I think I parked in Augusta. Couldn't find my way in, but I made it.
It's a full house. It's a McDonald will win the tap. Cannon Huss jumping against Isaac Steinke. We are underway. Fall Creek in their home white uniforms. Early pass down low to Cannon Huss, cutting right in front of us here. And Huss up and in for 2 on the reverse. Fall Creek, white uniforms, forest green numerals. As they turn the ball over, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, gold piping on the tanks. Numerals, lettering, and shorts. 2-0. McDonald with the early lead. Eddie Mittermeier will fire 3 straight on. That one off the mark. Cannon Huss battling for the rebound, pulled down by Big Bo Volrath. He's a load at 6'6". Does not a little bit of everything, a lot of everything for this Fall Creek team. They're state ranked in Division 4. Cracked the top 10 last week, I believe. Pass down to Volrath. He's doubled. We'll go up top to Jeffrey Ricker. Pick over right side, Ben Kelly, who's a new starter this year for Coach Rick Storley. They lost a couple big pieces in senior Soren Johnson and Cameron Marsky, their sharp shooting guard. Kelly pulls up from 15 feet, hits the side of the rim. Keegan Galvez goes high for the rebound, lost it. Eddie Mittermeier pulls it away along the baseline. We'll push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss with pace, slides one down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez over the top of Volrath, 4-2, counted in a foul.
Nice pass by Cannon.
2 for Huss, 2 for Galvez. McDonald leads 4-0, and Keegan Galvez will go to the line for an old-fashioned 3-point play. Free throw, only free throw rather, for Keegan, and that one's off the mark, pulled down by Kelly. 4-0 McDonald. Still a much better start than the last time they were here in Fall Creek, when I believe the Crickets scored the first 16 points of the contest. 90 seconds gone by in the first half. On the right side, Leo Hagberg. Played a lot on this team last year. Ricker up top to Kelly, right of the circle. Kelly back to Ricker, puts on the floor with the left hand, pulls up from 16, off the glass, no. Offensive rebound, put back up and in. For Isaac Steinke, the 6'5" junior, didn't start last year, but he's been averaging 11 per game and almost 7 rebounds as well. Aiden Misfelt cuts hard to the hoop, too strong. Ball Volrath pulls down the rebound.
Good drive there by Aiden.
4-2 McDonald. Volrath up top, goes right side, 3 on the way. That one far side of the rim and over the top of the backboard, and actually will settle there in kind of the stanchion, and someone's going to have to knock that down.
Looks like they're prepared for that. They have a stick.
And Cannon Huss is actually going to step up to do it. Mr. Goodman handed it over to him.
It'd be a little, there we go.
Cannon knocks it free. So 4-2 McDonald, 15-51 left. That 3 missed by Hagberg. Eddie Mittermeier will take it across the logo at midcourt. Got this floor redone, I think, a couple of years ago. Just gorgeous.
Yes.
Floor ahead. Mittermeier will launch a three. That one off the front of the rim. From left of the circle. No. Keegan Galvez offensive rebound, but Bolt Ballrath took it away. Ballrath now on the break. He lost it on the floor. Cannon Huss ties him up. Will we have a foul or a held ball? And held ball possession will go to Fall Creek.
Good hustle.
At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com for Grace Home Respiratory. 2.5 minutes gone by first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on WOGO Sports. Dawson Halverson running the knobs and buttons back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Ballrath the junior. Ben Kelly slides to Ritger. Ritger puts on the floor with the left hand to Hagberg. Hagberg outside the arc, left wing. Ritger rotates right side. That's Kelly matched up against Eddie Mittermeier.
The problem is, again, they're sitting in a 2-3 zone here.
Ritger will launch a three. Left side. Far side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Kelly. Kelly's smallest play in the starting line. Had it for a moment. Then it just ripped away. Down to Aiden. Misfell from Eddie Mittermeier. Too long on the pass and out of bounds. A turnover from McDonald. Coach Schilling mentioned off the air, it's just tough with the snow day yesterday. Neither of these teams got to have their final practice like they typically would. Keegan Galvez with a reach in on Ballrath as he crossed midcourt, and that'll be a whistle against McDonald. Their second, the first on Keegan Galvez. 14:46 remaining in the half. 4-2 McDonald. Fall Creek with possession. Hagberg on the left wing. Over to Ritger, swings right side, Ben Kelly outside the arc, looking into the post. Nothing there right now, one bounce, holding. Drops right side, that's Steinke. Steinke matched up against Galvez, tried to swing one down, and Cannon Huss may pick up a quick ticky-tack foul as he was trying to deny the entry pass to Bo Ballrath. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Off the inbounds, quick three comes up well short for Hagberg. Fought down by Ritger. Ritger misses too strong with the left hand. And rebound saved by Cannon Huss to Keegan Galvez. Galvez will push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. Mittermeier tries to force a pass into Cannon Huss. It's stolen by Ben Kelly. Kelly on the run, met at the rim. He couldn't get it. Two for Ben Kelly. Nice attempt there by Keegan Galvez to block that one and avoids his second foul. Four apiece, 4 minutes gone by. In the first half at Fall Creek. Made a misfelt. Nice drive into the paint. We'll kick it back out. Jordan Sikora leaves for Cannon Huss. Cannon had 20 and 21 in the two games against Fall Creek last year. Crosses over, goes hard against Steinke, and draws the foul. That's the second whistle against Fall Creek.
Good drive by Cannon there.
So Cannon Huss will go to the line, shooting a pair with 13:40 remaining. First free throw is good. Got a lot of rim, a lot of roll, and Cannon Huss with 3 points. For McDonald's. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, 3 generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2 for 2 for Cannon Huss. He has 4. The McDonald lead is 2-6-4. As Cooper Mittermeier will come into the game. Cooper, number 0, a 5'9 sophomore guard, has hit 10 3-pointers this year.
As is Miles Flanagan's in there too.
Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, averaging about 3 points and 3 rebounds for this team, shooting 56% from the field. Add some height to this lineup. Quick three from Ritger in the left corner. That one comes up well short. Fighting down the rebound, Eddie Mittermeier. They're going to pull it down. 6-4 McDonald, 13:17 to go first half. Straight on between the wheels. Aiden Misfelt goes left wing. Cannon Huss out to Cooper Mittermeier. They'll work around the perimeter. Aiden Misfelt. Up top, Cannon Huss. Huss straight on against Steinke. Trying to get isolated on the left wing. Cannon Huss, step back for three. And that one hits the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Ballrath will clean it up.
Aiden Misfeld's in there rebounding. That kid can get off the ground.
Ballrath up top. Pulls it up at the foul line. Kick off to Steinke. Steinke whips a pass to Hagberg, right corner. Hagberg finds a cutting Kelly. Kelly met at the rim, but still finished. 4 points for Ben Kelly, the senior. Six apiece, 12 and a half to go. First half here at Fall Creek. Whistle away from the ball. Illegal screen. Did they get that one on Eddie Mittermeier? I believe they did.
I think 44. I think Miles picked that one up.
Again. Aiden Misfelt will step out for the first time in for McDonald. Asher Rozowski, 6 foot senior guard, number 34. He's hit 8 threes this year. Jacob Watke, 6 foot junior, number 3 at the guard, in for Fall Creek. Also, they bring in number 23, Jack Walden, a 6 foot junior. Egberg left wing, long cross court skip. Jacob Watke passes up the three, back to Hagberg opposite side. 12-11 to go. They fight it down to Steinke, kick out. One, two. For Jack Walden, the junior. 8-6, first lead of the night for Fall Creek. Asher Rozowski against Hagberg. Up top, Miles Flanagan will flip back for a three. Eddie Mittermeier, there's the first one for Eddie from the left wing, and McDonald retakes the lead 9-8. And he's hit 55 threes now on the season. Hagberg up top. He'll fall back for a long two. Now the action's starting to heat up a little bit as Hagberg gets his first bucket. 10-9. McDonald trails by one here on the road. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Penetrates into the lane. Pull up. Got hit. Got the shot. And one. Eddie Mittermeier. In the lane, just inside the foul line. Nice pull-up. Got a high five. Finished anyway. 11-10, McDonald. Eddie looking for more. Mittermeier will toe the line, looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw is perfect for the 85% foul shooter. That's six for Eddie. It's 12-10, McDonald. Steinke works it right side. Jack Walden. Walden. Working the pivot foot. Leaves it to Watke. The work down. Kick out. Long two. Back rim. Rattle in and out. Cannon Huss with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Fall Creek. The Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. As Hagberg long on a three. Offensive rebound. And a foul underneath as Jack Walden went up high for that one. Quality Propane and Fuels, call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Miles Flanagan just picked up his second, so he will exit and Keegan Galvez back in. That was McDonald's fourth team foul. Three whistles so far against Fall Creek. Lockheed to inbound and have it tipped out of bounds right in front of the McDonald bench.
Good D there.
So now they will inbound from the corner. Asher Rozowski jumping, waving his hands. Ball wrapped in and almost stepped on the end line. That was close. Hagberg falling away from 17. No rebound, batted away, and will go the way of McDonald as it falls out of bounds.
Man, I thought he was out of bounds over there. But
it was very close. The official was right on the line. Yeah. So 10:40 and counting, first half here at Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and Logo.com. Pass almost thrown away, and Eddie Mittermeier will retrieve it in the backcourt. Now Mittermeier's going to attack. Pulls up at the foul line. Rotates to Rozowski. Gets it back straight on. Cannon Huss wants it at the elbow. Instead gives a screen. Eddie Mittermeier wants it back. Flip back to Cannon Huss. Huss falling away for three. Nailed it. Left wing triple for Cannon Huss.
Great ball movement.
15-10. McDonald with a 5-point advantage. Ballrath calling for it in the left corner. They'll slide a bounce him. Ballrath attacking. Nice feed to Steinke. Steinke hit him. Oh. Finished and a foul. Isaac Steinke has four, going to the line for an end one. And that whistle against Keegan Galvez, and that's his second. And so Carter Stelter, McDonald will lose some height, but not any heart, as Carter Stelter, number 20, the 6-foot senior forward, will come in for Keegan Galvez.
Who just picked up his second.
That's the fifth whistle on McDonald as well. So Steinke at the line, the 6'5 junior. Free throw away, and that one rattles through. 5 points for Isaac Steinke. He leads the way for Fall Creek. Just a two-point game now, 15-13 McDonald. Max JV lost a tight one, 35-31 earlier. Beautiful ball movement, but Cole Bohrath erases a shot from Cannon Huss, and Cooper Mittermeier will stop transition.
Put up on Cooper. Region. That's a good block.
Bohrath, yep. Quite an athlete, and Cannon Huss does not take it in softly. He goes hard to the rack. Good collision up there, clean collision. And that ball sure looked like. So 15-13. Ball Creek with a chance to tie or take the lead. Bohrath going in to do it himself, and he'll rattle one in for two. That's the first points for Bo Bohrath. He averages nearly 20 and 10, 15 apiece. Long pass ahead for Eddie Mittermeier. That's Carter Stelter. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three in the corner. That one doesn't hit the rim. An offensive rebound.
Carter Stelter.
Back by Carter Stelter. Immediately making an impact off the bench. Carter Stelter makes it 17-15 McDonald. We're almost to the halfway point of the first half. Isaac Steinke, right side outside the rim, outside the three-point arc, rather. Hegberg up top, floats it right side, tipped pass, Bohrath lost it to Cannon Huss, and Huss flips it ahead, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier crosses over on his man, flips out Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper to Cannon Huss, thought about another step back three, jab step, all the way across the floor, Asher Wazowski. Wazowski flips up to Eddie Mittermeier, he'll step back for three, left wing, front of the rim, no, rebound pulled down by Hegberg. And Wazowski, who can't believe it. Carter Stelter just ripped it away down low, but that's the whistle against McDonald. That's the seventh team foul. And the fouls were close to even now. Seven whistles against McDonald, just three on Fall Creek, and they are a good shooting free throw team. Good free throw shooting team, rather, as they were shooting about 70% before a couple pretty poor performances, including just 20% from the line against Elk Mound, but
puts Leo Hegberg on the line.
Shoot a one and one, a chance for more. Hegberg off the mark, so the broadcaster jink works well.
There you go.
8:39 to go. Cannon Huss at the foul line. Pull up. Well, short. Rebound pulled down by Fall Creek. That's Jack Walden. Walden finds Steinke. Steinke wide open underneath the basket. It's tied at 17. 8:19 to go in the first half. Aiden Misfelt attacks in the paint. Kick out Wazowski for three. That one well off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Isaac Steinke. Hands off to Leo Hagberg. Bounce left side. Bohrath outside the arc. We'll drop down to Steinke. Gives it right back to Bohrath. He's double teamed. Back to Steinke. Steinke goes in hard. Two-man game post to post. And Steinke from the left block scores. He has 9 points, and it's 19-17. Biggest lead of the night for Fall Creek, and a quick touch foul on the Crickets. Sadie Mittermeier with the drive.
Goes off Wacky.
Wacky picks that one up.
Second.
A two on Wacky. Isaac Steinke will take a seat, as will Jack Walden. Ritger back in, as is Ben Kelly. 19-17 Fall Creek. Up top, Lee Mittermeier for three. Can another one. Just right in the circle, Eddie Mittermeier.
We need him to stay hot.
20-19 McDonald. Back and forth we go in a seesaw affair here. Top two teams in the Western Clover Belt so far. Hegberg right wing. He'll pull up for a long two. That one off the mark. Bohrath offensive rebound. Quick putback. Up and in for two. Does not bring it all the way down. Just pops right back up. Any move by the post player. Reigning conference player of the year. 21-20 Fall Creek. Misfelt to Carter Stelter. Just outside the arc. Back to Misfelt. Misfelt puts it on the floor. Backs his way into the left corner.
Oh,
and a carry called against Aiden Misfelt. The official right behind him. And on top of that, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor Chi High McDonald High School Sports on Wogo for over 30 years, White City Glass.
Grant Smisky out there on the court also.
Smisky, number 5, 5'10", sophomore guard, averaging 2.2 points, 1.7 rebounds, and 1.3 assists for Coach Schilling. Fall Creek, entry pass denied by Cannon Huss, and Huss fighting for it along the baseline. He'll lose it out of bounds. He'll stay with Fall Creek, and Steinke quickly back in. Jacob Watke will exit. One junior for another. Steinke the leading scorer so far here for Fall Creek. Ben Kelly to inbound. We'll find Hagberg. Hagberg quickly pulls the trigger on a three off the mark. Kick back out to Hagberg on the offensive rebound by Richter. Thrown away and last touch by McDonald.
Went off of Grant or Aiden's foot down there.
6:30 to play in the half. Hagberg to inbound. Throws to Kelly. Left circle back to Hagberg. Hagberg slides a bounce pass to Volrath. Volrath working on Ken Huss. Out to Hagberg. Tries another three. That one he got from the left corner. Biggest lead of the night. 4 points for Fall Creek. Hagberg not afraid to shoot.
Nope.
It's 24-20 Fall Creek. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. Cannon Huss on Steinke. Crosses over on him. Spinning into the lane. Double team. Kick out. Okay, to Misfeld. Misfeld into a double team just at the right block. Out to Cannon Huss. Face guarding. And he Mittermeier's Kelly. Mittermeier kick out. Cannon Huss. Head fake. Driving along the baseline. Runs into a double team with 6'5 and 6'6. Steinke and Volrath goes over the top of him anyway. And rattles the shot home. A beautiful baby hook from Cannon Huss. With 5:45 left, it's 24-22 Fall Creek. Timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. 5:45 remaining in the first half. A 2-point lead for the Crickets, 24-22 in a phenomenal game so far. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Fall Creek with Ben Kelly, 4-3 right wing, and 27-22. Kelly with his first his first 3-point hit. He has 7 overall, 27-22. Fall Creek, their largest lead of the night. Well executed coming out of the timeout. Cannon Huss, Eddie Mittermeier pulls up long two. Maybe someone got a piece of that. Aiden Misfeld goes high for the save, but up to Volrath. Volrath to Kelly, and Kelly down the floor for two in transition. Ben Kelly now with 9, and Fall Creek flexing a little bit here, up 29-22.
Well, McDonald's just still, calm down a little bit here and get him going.
McDonald's been in some tight games non-conference. It's their first significant test in conference play, it seems. Against Steinke. Huss up top. Crosses over on him. Goes hard into the body. Count the basket and the foul. Hooping harm for Huss.
And if that's on Steinke. Oh, that's, I thought that was going to be his third, but it's only a second, I think.
Second on Steinke. Fifth on the team. That is 11 points in the first half for Huss, picking up where he left off last season against Fall Creek. 4:29, still a lot of time left in the first half. Trying to bring this back to within 4 points. Cannon Huss, the free throw. Perfect. 74% foul shooter, Cannon Huss, with 13 of McDonald's 25. They trail by 4. Ben Kelly inbounds to Hagberg. McDonald now with some three-quarter court pressure. Aiden Misfeld coming up on Hagberg. Hagberg will cross over on the logo. Right side, Jack Walden. Ben Kelly up top now. Slide it down to Ritger. Pull up, a tough shot with the left hand. No, going up high for the rebound, Cannon Huss. 4:10 remaining first half. 29-25. McDonald trails by four here on the road at Fall Creek. Keenan Huss into the lane. Looking at jab set. Kick out to Aiden Missout. Goes in hard. Runner over the top of Allrath. Little bit too strong. And Carter Stelter trying to poke it away from Hagberg. Will send him to the line with a 1-1. That's the eighth whistle against McDonald. McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 64% as a team from the foul line, Fall Creek. Hagberg, first free throw rattles in. Hagberg now sitting at 6 points. It's a 5-point lead for the Crickets, 30-25, just under four to go in the first half. Second free throw is good for Leo Hagberg as well. Full two possession lead, 31-25. Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline to Aiden Misfeld on the right wing. Carter Stelter works to Mittermeier, left corner right in front of us. Mittermeier swings over to Aiden Misfeld. Jordan Sikora bobbles for a moment against Ricker in the corner. Misfeld to Carter Stelter. Stelter, one bounce, looking for a handoff, finds Mittermeier, gives him a little slip screen. Mittermeier goes by his man. We've got a whistle up top. And yep. Carter Stelter hit the floor. And that will go against
Ben Kelly, I think. Foul.
That was the last one to give for Fall Creek here in the first half. So McDonald will be shooting 1-1 for the final 3:32. Cannon Huss will inbound right in front of Coach Storley's Fall Creek bench. Huss flips into Carter Stelter. Worked Aiden and Misfeld outside the yard. Stelter, left wing, out to Eddie Mittermeier.
thought about
a really deep three. Works back to Misfeld, opposite side of the arc. Aiden Misfeld, back to Mittermeier, left wing. Misfeld straight on, holding above his head. Cannon Huss calling for it in the post. Carter Stelter pulls up from the foul line, bottoms it.
Good shot.
Good shot there, as you mentioned. Carter Stelter with 4 points. McDonald within four, 31-27 as we traverse under three to go here in the first half. Ritger, good position underneath the hoop, cutting along the baseline, and Allrath found him. Jeffrey Ritger, that's his first point. 33-27, back to a 6-point lead for Fall Creek. McDonald led by a couple possessions early. Crickets have battled back. Aiden Misfeld in the corner. Misfeld picks up the dribble. Bounce pass up top. Eddie Mittermeier back to Misfeld. Thought about a three. Takes a three.
Got
makes
it.
A three.
He's a good shooter.
Aiden Misfeld, that's his first basket, shooting 41% from three. That's his 18th of the season.
Turnover.
And a turnover thrown into the McDonald bench. A little miscommunication between Allrath and Kelly. And with 2:19 left, McDonald a chance to tie or come within one on this possession. This game, everything we could have hoped for so far in the first half.
2:15 left in the half.
Mittermeier across that FC logo at midcourt to Cannon Huss, just inside the arc, straight on. Back to Misfeld. Skips it to Sikora in the corner. Sikora slides a bounce pass out to Carter Stelter, opposite side of the baseline. Kick to Cannon Huss. Tries a three straight on. That one won't go in, and Allrath pulls down the rebound. Hagberg up top to Allrath. Straddling the arc. Kick to Kelly. Kelly backs up for three. Rattles it in. Right corner. Ben Kelly's hit a couple from beyond the arc, and it's 36-30 Fall Creek. 97 seconds to play in the first half. Aiden Misfeld crosses over into the lane, over the top of two defenders, won't go down.
Great shot.
With penetration there by Misfeld. Now Fall Creek trying to extend this advantage. Allrath finds a cutting Watke and has his shot swatted away, falling away, up and in for two more. Jack Walden, 38-30, largest lead of the night for Fall Creek. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier attacking into the lane, drops it back for Stelter. Stelter slides out to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld attacking himself in the lane. Beautiful runner up and in for two. Aiden Misfeld brings McDonald within six, 38-32. 55 seconds and counting to go here first half. Long pass to Walden. Walden will try a three. They left it wide open, and that was not a good idea.
No.
Right wing. 41-32, largest lead of the night for Fall Creek with 37 seconds to play. Can McDonald get an answer here before the half? Eddie Mittermeier tries a runner, comes up well short, looking for a foul, doesn't get the call. He's looking back at the official, really thought he was bumped on that attempt. And now Fall Creek, looks like they'll be holding for the final shot, leading 41-32. Hegberg up top against Aiden Misfelt with 15 seconds to play. Misfelt made him lose it out of bounds, but last touch by Aiden as he poked it away. Moments away from the High V halftime show. Stats, analysis, highlights. All coming up in the next few minutes. Ben Kelly to inbound. Tipped, but back to Hegberg with 12 seconds left. Hegberg pursued in the backcourt. Head to Walden. Walden with 8 seconds to play against Sikora. Finds Bo Volrath. That's who you want with the ball in this situation. Volrath attacks the paint. Rattles one in and a foul. Wow.
Oh.
43-32 Fall Creek, and Volrath at the line for one more.
Falling on Carter Stelter.
That's his second, team's ninth. Volrath free throw, rattles out. Offensive rebound for a moment, and now Eddie Mittermeier will try to throw it the length of the court. Almost hits the backboard from about 75 feet. An emphatic end to the half for Fall Creek. They lead at the break, 43-32. McDonald's have work to do in the second half. We're back in 3.5 minutes with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, more smiles so far on the Fall Creek side than McDonald, as the Crickets go on a big run to end the half, 43-32. They lead by double digits, 11 points at the break, Mark Maloney. And this is a game that went back and forth and back and forth, but we saw the Crickets again execute offensively, and McDonald just a few misses at the half and couldn't quite keep up.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the McDonald boys are, you know, Coach Schilling's not doing a whole lot of subbing tonight, and you can't against this Fall Creek team. So some of them kids aren't coming off the floor. I don't think Cam is left. I don't think Eddie's left. I don't think Aiden's left. So, you know, those guys are going to get tired here in the second half, and we got to be able to handle that and stay with these guys. I think they're going to do okay. We've had a lot of good looks at the basket. You know, Fall Creek's had made a lot of good shots. They've been crashing the boards a little bit harder than we have down there. They're getting offensive rebounds. We should be getting defensive rebounds. But again, we're coming down here. We're getting really good looks at the basket. It's just not going in. So hopefully the second half will, that basket on the other end, on our side of the basket, will be a little kinder.
Both teams with four made threes in the first half. The scoring looked like this. Leading the way for Fall Creek, Ben Kelly with 12, then 9 for Isaac Steinke, 7 apiece for Leo Hagberg and Jack Walden. The scary thing is Bo Volrath has only scored 6, and 2 for Jeffrey Ritger. Volrath averages about 20 points per game. On the other side, Cannon Huss with 12 points in the first half, 9 for Eddie Mittermeier, 5 for Aiden Misfelt, 4 for Carter Stelter, and 2 for Keegan Galvez. As the Hy-Vee Halftime Show continues, let's hear your first half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Cameron Martsky, their sharp shooting guard. Kelly pulls up from 15 feet, hits the side of the rim. Keegan Galvez goes high for the rebound, lost it. Eddie Mittermeier pulls it away along the baseline. We'll push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss with pace, slides one down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez over the top of Volrath, 4-2, counted in a foul. Walden, Jack Walden, excuse me, the junior. 8-6, first lead of the night for Fall Creek. Asher Rozowski against Hagberg. Up top, Miles Flanagan will flip back. 4-3, Eddie Mittermeier, there's the first one for Eddie from the left wing, and McDonald retakes the lead 9-8. They heat up a little bit as Hagberg gets his first bucket, 10-9. McDonald trails by 1 here on the road. Eddie Mittermeier up top, penetrates into the lane, pull up, got hit, got the shot, and 1. Foul line, rotates to Rozowski, gets it back straight on. Cannon Huss wants it, the elbow instead gives a screen. Eddie Mittermeier wants it back. Flip back to Cannon Huss. Huss falling away for 3, nailed it. Left wing triple for Cannon Huss.
Great.
A seat, as will Jack Walden. Ritger back in, as is Ben Kelly. 19-17 Fall Creek. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier for 3, Cannon. Just right of the circle, Eddie Mittermeier.
We need him to stay hot.
Team against Steinke. Huss up top, crosses over on him, goes hard into the body, count the basket and the foul. Hoop and harm for Huss.
And if that sounds Steinke.
Guard. Aiden Misfelt back to Mittermeier left wing. Misfelt straight on, holding above his head. Cannon Huss calling for it in the post. Carter Stelter pulls up from the foul line, bottoms it.
Good shot.
Misfelt picks up the dribble. Bounce pass up top. Eddie Mittermeier back to Misfelt. Thought about a three. Takes a three.
Got
makes
it.
A three.
He's a good shooter.
That's how the first half sounded. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. Back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation.
The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald trails 43-32 at the break here at Fall Creek. Before the second half begins, our halftime tradition, it's Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to shout out to our son, Glenn Maloney, out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey with our daughter-in-law, Linda, and granddaughter, Rosalie. And they're expecting their second child coming up here in April, and found out that Glenn is going to get sent out to Guam for 3 weeks, Caleb. So Lita's going to be flying out there and taking care of Rosalie and helping out Linda, so that's going to happen here the end of January. Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joey Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, currently in Greece, but he's going to be on his way home here in a couple weeks. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm. Kyle's out at Dover. Nicole is in Korea, but they're both going to be heading to Japan here shortly. Greg Hovland at Colfax. Colfax grad is at Scott Air Force Base. Found out him and his lovely wife are about to have their first baby. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minneapolis, along with Kristen Levezer Davis, is in the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis also. Carter Billen is working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax in the active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is a McDonnell grad, is at Wisconsin Army National Guard down at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad, stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is a Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is in the Air Force out of Germany. And Matt Pulver is at Laughlin Air Force Base. He is at Offutt in Nebraska. And also Mason Gadel is in the Merchant Marines at 22-22, Chi-High grad. And we're back to the second half here. And a huge thank you to all of our military.
Andy Mittermeier will say thank you very much as he takes it hard to the rack from just inside the right block and will draw a foul against Fall Creek's Ben Kelly, who led the way in their scoring in the first half. So McDonald will try to claw back into this one. Fully capable of doing that, and a good way to start is hitting free throws.
Yes.
As Eddie knocks through the first. Makes it a 10-point game, and that's a 10-point game for Eddie Mittermeier as well. He had 9 in the first half.
Yep, we can easily claw back into this one.
Second free throw for Mittermeier. He hit a pair, give him 11 on the night, and it's a single-digit deficit for McDonald, 43-34. That palindrome on the scoreboard, 17:45 to go as Fall Creek will now come toward our vantage point here in the second half. Ricker up top to Hagberg, who hit some big shots in that first half. Jeffrey Ricker flips it over to Ben Kelly. Hagberg rotates back to Ricker, and stepping in front of a pass of Allrath, Aiden Misfelt, quick hands. Cannon Huss across the logo at midcourt. Huss spins by Volrath, goes in hard with the left hand. Couldn't get the English on it, comes up a bit short. Good move, everything but the bucket there for Cannon Huss.
Yeah, he could have maybe rushed that just a little bit. He probably didn't know he was as wide open as he was.
It's tough when Volrath is breathing down your neck. Ritger on the left wing will float it over to Ben Kelly, drop down to Hagberg in front of the construction out student section of the Fall Creek. Or else just fluorescent out. There's a lot of bright colors over there.
I know.
Ritger up top. Just over a minute gone by. Second half. Aiden Misfelt stepping in front of another pass. Volrath took it back, though. Thought maybe we'd get a held ball. Ritger for three straight on. 46-34. 12-point advantage. Largest of the night for either team. Cannon Huss to answer for three. Right side. Yes.
Shot.
Cannon Huss with 15. 46-37. 9-point lead for Fall Creek. Heavyweight battle at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference. Leo Hagberg swings it over to Kelly straight on. Back to Hagberg, checked by Jordan Sikora. Sikora, Huss, Galvez, Misfelt, and Mittermeier, the five on the floor to start the second half. Coach Schilling. Hagberg will try a three with Sikora in his face and nailed it. Goodness.
He's a good shooter, too. We don't need him to heat up, though.
Hagberg shoots 38% from downtown, 49-37. Keegan Galvez, nice. They left him wide open. And he crashes to the hoop off the dime dropped.
Yes.
By Aiden Misfelt, 49-39.
Beautiful pass by Aiden.
The Max just need to get a stop or two here, start stringing together some possessions. Berg up top, pulls up from the foul line, deep jumper, back rim, no rebound, batted out to Ballrath, who'll go right back up from 6 feet and good.
Well, we got to keep him off those offensive boards.
51-39 Fall Creek. Aiden Misfelt, kick out, Cannon Huss, left wing, 4-3, that one comes up short, offensive rebound, Sikora. Sikora along the baseline, out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier deep on the left wing, outside the arc, up top, Cannon Huss, right side, Aiden Misfelt. Working off a screen from Huss, gives it back to him right corner. Cannon Huss driving baseline against Isaac Steinke, runs into a double team, lost it to Ballrath. Ballrath push ahead to Hagberg, Hagberg down the lane, layup. Head coach Schilling wants a timeout here. 53-39. He'll let him play for now. 14:45 to go. Fall Creek continue where they left off as Ritger steps in front of a pass down the lane. Ritger layup here.
Now he'll take the timeout.
The timeout coming. Fall Creek with a big 55-39 advantage. 14:34 remaining. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Early going second half, an 11-point halftime deficit for McDonald has blossomed into a 16-point Fall Creek lead as Cannon Huss will draw a foul on the ground underneath the hoop. Coming out of the timeout, still a lot of time left here for McDonald. The 12-0 max in danger like they haven't seen so far this season. Aiden Misfelt, ball fake, drops it down to Huss, and Ritger takes it away again. Up to Hagberg. Hagberg down to Ballrath. Ballrath along the baseline, reverse is good. 57-39, 18-point lead for Fall Creek. Misfelt rotates right side, Eddie Mittermeier. Into the corner, Galvez. Mittermeier gets it back. Sikora rotates left side, Aiden Misfelt. Up top, Eddie. Swings to Galvez. Kick out Jordan Sikora, who walked with the basketball.
Yes, he did.
And the wheel's starting to come off a bit here for the Max in the second half. Keegan Galvez will exit. And Miles Flanagan in. This was a back-and-forth game for most of the first half, but a late surge by Fall Creek, and now they are really starting to pull away. Still a lot of game left.
Let's see what McDonald can do here. It's a good test for him.
Steinke to Ritger. Ritger pulls up from the foul line. That one an air ball, and out of bounds will go to McDonald. 13:34 left. Cannon Huss will inbound. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. New and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Cooper Mittermeier now out there for McDonald, the sophomore to older brother Eddie, to Cannon Huss at the foul line. Got his man up in the air and then taken away from him. And a tie-up. Jump ball possession will stay with McDonald. No, it won't. Go back to Fall Creek.
Cannon's just trying to do a lot out there.
Now Ballrath being chased by Cannon Huss. The Ritger steps back for three in the corner. Rims in and out. Cannon Huss pulls down the rebound. Huss now will push. across the timeline, right at the circle, lost it for a moment, gets it back, fires a pass from the corner. Cooper Mittermeier hitting the deck, pulling that one up, and another held ball possession, this time to stay with McDonald. 12:52 left, trailing 57-39. Just two losses on this season for Fall Creek. One
to see if they're going
to
give. Yep, they're going to give the timeout to Coach Schilling.
Timeout to Coach Schilling instead. So we'll take a timeout with them. We're back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on We'll Go Sports.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on the road at Fall Creek. McDonald against the Crickets with 12:52 remaining at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Inbounds far into the backcourt. Eddie Mittermeier will take his time across the timeline. Goes to Asher Rozowski. Rozowski back up to Mittermeier. Rotates to Cooper Mittermeier. Tip pass up top to Eddie. Now at the foul line. Rotates out. Cooper Mittermeier. Corner three.
Cooper.
Got it. Cooper Mittermeier. That's a basket sorely needed by McDonald. Cooper hits his 11th three of the season. 57-42. Almost to the one-third mark of this second half. Battle between the top two teams in the Western Clover Belt. Walden up top for Fall Creek. McDonald with some pressure defense on the ball right now. Cooper Mittermeier against Hagberg. Finds Ballrat. Ballrat quickly slices along the baseline. Met and blocked by Miles Flanagan. Now McDonald on the run. Eddie Mittermeier. Tasher Rozowski. Bounce pass. Flip to Huss. Huss goes hard at the rim. Shot won't fall, but a foul. Nice shovel pass inside by Miles Flanagan. Got the block at one end, almost an assist on the other. Cannon wanted the end one, and that shot just died a little bit as it was on the way up. So Huss will go to the line, shooting a pair here. Free throw is good. Got a little rim, went down. That is the third whistle against Fall Creek in the second half. McDonald has not committed an infraction. Huss with 16. Give him 17 as he calmly hits a pair of free throws. McDonald climbing a little closer. 57-44. And a turnover on the far side of the court by the pressure from the Max. They'll get the ball back. You get a three here, Mark, and it's a 10-point game.
Exactly.
Just under 12 to go. Asher Rozowski will inbound. Asher holding, waiting, finds Eddie Mittermeier in the right corner. Eddie back out to Cannon Huss on the right side. Kicked ball as he tried to drop it down to Miles Flanagan with 11:48. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular and buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. Culver's of Lake Halley, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Rozowski inbounds. Eddie Mittermeier left corner. Mittermeier at the elbow to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Eddie straight on near midcourt. To Cannon Huss. Huss pulls up. Foul line jumper. No. Rebound and a push. Oh, goodness. That's what the officials saw and what I inadvertently called on Miles Flanagan, but I'm not sure that he really made much contact with Jack Walden who hit the deck, but I think Walden just lost his balance and Miles was kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time there.
Yeah, I think there was just a momentum fall there.
That's the third on Flanagan, the team's first here in the second half. Full court pressure. Hagberg to Ballrath. Cannon Huss will pick up a quick foul 50 feet from the basket.
This just looks like a sign of Cannon being a little tired. Can't move his feet fast enough.
That's his second. 11:34 remaining, 57-44 Fall Creek. Full court man-to-man pressure. Ballrath bringing it up across the timeline. Cannon Huss right in his grill. Throw to Walden against Asher Rozowski. Works to Hagberg. Inside the arc on the wing against Cooper Mittermeier. Egbert picks up his dribble and drops it for Jacob Watke. Watke at the elbow. Bo Vollrath kicks out. Watke passes up a three in the corner. Gives it for Vollrath. And Vollrath gives it right back to Watke out top near midcourt. 11:05 to go in the half. 57-44. Egbert gets bumped on an entry pass. Cannon Huss picked up his third. And as you mentioned, I don't think Cannon has gone out of this game.
No.
11:01 remaining. Team fouls now even at three apiece, and that's the third on Cannon Huss. Drop into Vollrath. Vollrath goes right over the top of Cannon Huss. Missed it badly. Put back, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Will go to McDonald. Keegan Galvez battling for that. So Keegan on the floor along with Asher Rozowski, Cooper Mittermeier, Eddie Mittermeier, and Cannon Huss. McDonald within 13. They shoot the ball well. They get some stops and get some shots here. Claw back into this game. Asher Rozowski left wing. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, little head fake. Pull up from 10 along the baseline. Sweet. Pulls McDonald within 11. Eddie Mittermeier with 13. 57-46 Fall Creek. Hagberg drops it down to Steinke. Steinke, right block extended. Kick out, three from Walden. Walden now with 10 points. McDonald getting a little momentum and snatched right back by Fall Creek. 60-46, the Crickets. Attacking along the baseline, adding and knocked out of bounds. And then Huss. 10:08 remaining, 14-point advantage for Fall Creek, looking to hand McDonald their first conference loss and first loss of the season. Max unbeaten at 12-0. Still a lot of time remaining. Just over 10 minutes to go. 60-46. The Max boys trail by 14. Cannon Huss out to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie, they left him alone for a moment. Three off the mark, hit the left side of the iron. Rebound Hagberg. Push ahead to Steinke. Gives it back to Hagberg with Cooper Mittermeier in pursuit. Watke up top to Hagberg. Hagberg, jab step, driving, runner, off the glass, no. Trying to get his own rebound, big collision along the baseline. Tie up between Eddie Mittermeier and Jack Walden. Cooper Mittermeier, excuse me. The officials will confer.
Jump ball.
And a jump ball and possession McDonald.
That was a right call. I think this first, the second whistle might have been a foul on somebody.
Officials get together, get it right.
Yep.
Rozowski on the right. Kicked ball up top by Walden. And Coach Storley, they've got a good group here. I mean, that's probably understating it, but the number of contributions that they've had from multiple players, you think about Bo Vollrath as a conference player of the year as a sophomore, but this team is so much more than just Vollrath. He draws a lot of attention, but a lot of phenomenal shooting we've seen here tonight from Fall Creek.
He's not doing a whole lot of subbing either. It looks like he's playing about seven.
Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, snaps off a three, hits the side of the rim. Rozowski goes high but can't pull down the rebound, and a foul on Asher Rozowski underneath with 9:12 to go. That's the fourth on McDonald. Aiden Mistrout will come in for Cooper Mittermeier, so Aiden should be well rested here. Stretch run, 9:12 to go. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on the road at Fall Creek. We'll have the rematch of these two teams on Valentine's Day back at McDonald. Vollrath finds Walden outside the arc. Drops to Steinke. And the
ball
actually bounced,
you, Caleb?
Actually bounced right underneath our banner and hit me in the shin. So it was a little quicker there. Bounce to Steinke, throws to Kelly. Kelly pulls up just inside the foul line, comes up short, long rebound. Rozowski battles it down. Rozowski, long lead feet ahead. Eddie Mittermeier gets his man in the air, up and in for two.
Need a little spurt here.
Eddie Mittermeier with 15, McDonald within 12. Another reach in foul, and not happy with that is Cannon Huss. I think it's a good call. Cannon Huss just picked up his fourth with 8:38 to play, and a big decision here for Coach Schilling. And it looks like he'll send Carter Stelter in for Cannon Huss. McDonald had pulled within 12, but Cannon had a couple fouls here in the second half, a long way from the hoop.
Yeah.
As McDonald employing some full court pressure. Now McDonald's leading scorer will be on the bench, you'd assume, for a few minutes at least. Hegberg outside the arc of the left wing. Finds a cutter that's Walden. They'll drop down. Duvall Rath, who's got a big height advantage over the top of Stelter, and takes advantage of it. 62-48.
Yeah, I think he'll be looking for the ball quite a bit if Carter's going to stay on it.
Even Galvez out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt to Rozowski straight on. Galvez pick out Misfelt. Corner three, right side. Whoa. Rattled in and out.
There we go.
Offensive rebound, put back, going high, and finishing Keegan Galvez.
That was halfway down again.
62-50. McDonald trying to get this one back to single digits. Isaac Steinke had his shot. It's knocked away. Eddie Mittermeier, you probably could hear that one.
Yeah.
Steinke looked like he might want to throw that one down, and Eddie quick hands underneath the hoop.
Yep, I think you're right. He was looking for it, but Eddie didn't want any part of that.
Hegberg to inbound. Way to do it cleanly by Eddie, too. Carter Stelter fights it away, yep, and knocks it out of bounds off of Volrath. How about Carter Stelter giving up half a foot?
Yes. We're staying right at this 12-point deficit here if we can tighten that up a little bit.
Meyer across the timeline, picks up his dribble, right side, Aiden Misfelt. Aiden outside the arc, checked by Hegberg. Working the pivot, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Up top, Asher Rozowski. Rozowski slides a bounce to Misfelt on the right wing. Aiden steps into a three, right corner. Oh. Back rim, no. Tracked down his own rebound. Misfelt out to Eddie Mittermeier. Quick head fake, pulls it up along the baseline. Kick out Rozowski, left wing. Long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Good closeouts here by Fall Creek. Rozowski, left block extended. Carter Stelter, pull up from
get
the foul
there.
Line, won't roll in. Offensive rebound, Rozowski,
yes,
go downtown, and a foul. Asher Rozowski, a chance for three the old-fashioned way. McDonald within 10.
Good fighting on the boards there.
7:06 left. When we talk about a height disadvantage for the Max, it's even more severe with Cannon Huss on the bench. But Asher Rozowski and Carter Stelter, six-footers battling. Rozowski snaps the twine on the free throw, and it's a single-digit game, 62-53, 7:06 left. Now Carter Stelter knocks it away in the backcourt. The ball's loose, trickling along the baseline, picked up by Fall Creek. 10-second count, no.
Timeout.
A timeout taken by Coach Storley. We'll step out for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. This one's getting fun on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
The center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Max have trailed by as many as 18 in the second half. They've cut that deficit down to 9 with 6:56 remaining. Fall Creek will inbound. McDonald full court pressure. Cannon Huss still on the bench with those four fouls. Inbounds from Kelly. He'll get it right back along the baseline. Five whistles against McDonald here in the second half. Only one foul left to give. Steinke now down the floor and goes hard to the rim for two. As Rozowski did not want a foul.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could have been another end one opportunity for Steinke with that strong first half. 64-53. Fall Creek with the lead. Rozowski to Mittermeier, falling away for three. Left
nice
swing. Yes.
He can heat up very quickly.
Mittermeier with a game-high 18 points. 8-point game, 64-56. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. What does McDonald have in him here? They're being tested like never before against this elite Fall Creek Crickets team. Hagberg looks to Ritger to Steinke outside the arc. Back to Hagberg. Checked by Aiden Misfeld right in his grill. Hagberg picks up the dribble. Finds Steinke just beyond the foul line, working against Carter Stelter.
Oh, there's
Hagberg
an over
lost it into the backcourt. That's an over and back violation. McDonald basketball with 5:52 left. And Cannon Huss is going to come back into this game. Yes, he will. Jacob Watke will counter for Fall Creek. 5:52 left.
8-point deficit.
Wazowski will inbound.
McDonald ball here. Let's convert.
Eddie Mittermeier up top. Aiden Misfeld right corner. Misfeld holds above his head. Back to Mittermeier. Back to Aiden right in front of his own bench on the right side. Looking to Cannon Huss along the baseline. Nothing there. They'll work around. Wazowski left wing. The senior, Asher Wazowski, finds Keegan Galvez. Cutting to the hoop for two. 6-point game.
Beautiful pass.
Keegan Galvez has 6 in the second half. 8 for the game. And it is a two-possession game with 5:20 to go. Hagberg just inside the arc, left wing. Goes up top. Jacob Watke. Watke against Asher Wazowski. Moving his feet well up top. Drops it over. On the left wing, and a quick hand check foul against Eddie Mittermeier as Ben Kelly started his drive to the hoop. That was the last foul to give for McDonald.
First one on Eddie.
5:09 left. And so tough to play full court pressure without fouling. Inbounds to Hagberg, who almost fell into the student section.
There we go.
Knocked away from Steinke. Maybe Galvez got a hand on that. Cannon Huss cleans it up. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner. Mittermeier works it up top. Rizowski swings to Aiden Misfeld left side. Under 5 to go. 6-point game, 64-58 Fall Creek here on the road. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo Studios in Halley. Aiden Misfeld steps into a three. Left
got
wing,
it.
Swish! 3-point game and a timeout
nice.
Taken by Fall Creek.
Full timeout.
We're back in 60 seconds. Things heating up here in Fall Creek. This is McDonald Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hopefully you've stuck with us. An 18-point deficit for McDonald in the second half, whittled down to just 3 points. The Aiden Misfeld three with 4:40 left makes it 64-61 Fall Creek. Long cross-court pass, and Ben Kelly, an easy two and out of the timeout. Coach Storley.
Somebody lost him.
A little pencil whipping there as Ben Kelly. It's an easy two on the long 50-foot pass. A whistle down low on the other side. A quick foul against Fall Creek.
Jacob Watke.
Jacob Watke with that one. And that's the fifth against Fall Creek.
Sixth, third.
Third on Watke. Six fouls on McDonald. Five on Fall Creek. 5-point game, 66-61. Max with the basketball inbounding. Cannon Huss to Keegan Galvez. 4:20 to go. Aiden Misfeld, who just hit that three, drops down to Cannon Huss and
caught
from behind Steinke. And now neither team has any fouls left to give as Steinke bumped Cannon Huss.
Picked up his fourth.
Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Inbounds to Keegan Galvez. Asher Wazowski swings to Eddie Mittermeier. Open for three, left corner.
Calling it.
Yes! two-point game. Eddie Mittermeier with 21. Just over four to go. 66-64 Fall Creek. Up top, Jacob Watke. Drops down the left block. And going over the top of Cannon Huss and Wazowski for two is Valrath. That foul not on Huss, but an end one for Valrath as he, again, smart player, knows that Cannon has four fouls. That's the third on Wazowski. Post entry and Valrath with a great finish. Now the free throw. He's a strong free throw shooter. And that is his first attempt of the night, I believe. And he makes it a five-point deficit again for McDonald, 69-64. Eddie Mittermeier up top. He'll step into
Looks
a three.
Good.
Straight on! Oh, he knew it! Eddie Mittermeier with 24. McDonald within two once again. Aiden Misfelt with a bump on Hagberg as he went after a pass. And Hagberg will come the other way. A long walk to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. Eighth whistle against McDonald. Probably a good call there as Aiden just a little bit late going for the pass.
I'll take that foul. That was a good hustle foul by Aiden.
3:34 left. Again, both teams in the bonus. Hagberg, this is still a one and one for Fall Creek. They had trouble closing out Bloomer with free throws, then it went to overtime. Hagberg hits the first. He's hit three from the foul line after, I believe, missing his first attempt. 70-67, full one possession lead for Fall Creek to make it a two possession lead. Here's Hagberg again. And he rattles in the second. 71-67, 3:34 left. Eddie Mittermeier will call out the play. Asher Rozowski up top, picks up the dribble to Mittermeier. Under three and a half. Mittermeier goes behind his back to Cannon Huss. He's got a decent look at a three, comes up well short. And rebound, tie up or foul. Nope. And again, Aiden Misfelt with a foul. That's the last single bonus with 3:19 left. So one final one and one here. Both teams breathing heavily as they walk all the way down the floor. Jacob Watke, who has not scored yet tonight, will be at the line. This is a one and one in a four-point game. 71-67 Fall Creek, 3:19 left. Watke free throw, looks short, is short. Rebound pulled down by Rozowski. Andy Mittermeier will walk it across mid-course. A full house here at Fall Creek. Mittermeier bumped, and there's a foul. That'll send Eddie to the line, shooting a one and one as Bo Volrath gave him a little hip check in the corner. The official's right on top of that. That's the seventh team foul against Fall Creek in the third on Bo Volrath. Eddie Mittermeier, first free throw is good.
They probably want Eddie to shoot baskets that only count for one instead of threes.
Eddie Mittermeier sitting on 25 points unofficially. One possession game, 71-68 McDonald trails. Second free throw for Eddie is good as well. 71-69, 3:09 left. What a game here in the Western Clover Belt. Full court pressure for McDonald. Watke in the backcourt. Dangerous pass to Kelly. He retrieves it with one hand. Finds Valrath. Valrath cutting to the hoop for two. Running well in transition, the big man. 73-69, the Crickets.
Thought maybe Keegan would step in front of him there.
Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline. Mittermeier fouled on the way to the hoop by Kelly. That's shooting two. Eighth whistle against Fall Creek. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mittermeier, the first of two, is perfect. -27 for Eddie Mittermeier. Second free throw. Good as well. It popped up a little bit.
Yep,
but went
scary.
Down. 73-71. McDonald trails by two. 2:40 to go. Whistle in the backcourt. And a foul on Eddie Mittermeier. Now double bonus. Ben Kelly will come down to shoot free throws. Eddie not real happy with that. I think that's just his second. but thought he had a clean swipe there. It'd be a free throw shooting contest for the final 2:40 here as Kelly stay down the first and he'll rattle in the first. Full one possession game, 74-71. Ben Kelly has played very well tonight, had 12 in the first half. The senior's second is good. 75-71. Seesaw affair here in Fall Creek. Cannon Huss driving in hard, takes it to the rack and scores. 2-point game once again.
Saw that one coming a long ways away. Cannon saw the door open.
75-73. Can McDonald get a stop defensively? Hegberg up top. Kawaki fires it into Volrath, working against Cannon Huss. Drops it to Steichen. Cannon took it away. McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead with 2:09 remaining.
Keegan was right in there fighting on that defense. Here he goes again.
Cannon Huss driving in hard, pulls it up, and
traveled.
Yep,
Dennis took a little extra stutter step there.
The one advantage of Cannon Huss picking up his fourth foul with about 8 minutes left is he's well rested here at the end.
And he wanted to take that to the rack, but he didn't want to pick up an offensive foul.
And again, maybe just thought about it a little bit and then took the extra hop. Under two to go, 75-73 Fall Creek. Waki goes to Kelly, and he's fouled and will go to the line for two. That was not a foul on purpose for Eddie Mittermeier. And Eddie picked up his third.
I think Coach wanted Asher to foul there, and he didn't get it. And then the refs kind of see that they're wanting to foul, and then they're going to call everything.
So 75-73, Kelly hit his last two, and back rims the first. And Kelly, 2 for 3 from the foul line, minute 53 left. Here on WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Fall Creek. 2-point game, Kelly to make it a 3-point advantage, he will. As he'll hit the
30-second timeout.
30-second timeout. Don't go anywhere. McDonald fighting to the finish. Back in 30 on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
What a finish we have brewing here in Fall Creek. 76-73, McDonald trails by three. They have the basketball. He's facing some light backcourt pressure. Eddie Mittermeier will take it across that FC logo at midcourt with a minute 48 left. 3-point game. McDonald trailed by 18 this half.
Fall Creek went to a zone, a 1-3-1 zone.
Aiden Nisfeld, long cross-court skip. Eddie Mittermeier thought about pulling the trigger on a three, doesn't from the left corner. McDonald will look for a better shot. Now Eddie Mittermeier, right corner. Again, could close out by Kelly, prevents the three. Under 90 seconds to go, 3-point game. Cannon Huss, right corner, three for the tie. That one's well short. And the rebound pulled down by the Crickets. Dangerous territory here for McDonald with a 3-point game. Fall Creek a chance to get into two possessions. And so Waki will be fouled. Keegan Galvez will foul him the backcourt. And Max hoping for some more misses here for Fall Creek as they'll try and fight back for the final minute 10. Need a little help from the Crickets from the line. Both teams breathing hard. Watke hasn't scored yet. Free throw. Off the mark.
Looks short.
And double bonus for Fall Creek. McDonald still in the single bonus. 8 whistles against the Crickets. 3-point ball game. Second free throw for Waki, and that one is good. So the junior, the big free throw to make it a 2-possession advantage, 77-73. Donald trails by 4. Aiden Misfeld up top with a minute 4 left. Max looking for a good shot, but can't take too much time here. Eddie Mittermeier, has his shot blocked by Waki in the left corner. hear it from the crowd. 57.2 left.
And he's got a quick release, and I think, you know, Wapke's seen him around and took the gamble on that.
Cannon will inbound from the baseline, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier would close out, drops down to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt out to Keegan Galvez, tipped pass up top to Eddie. Down to the foul line and rolling one up and in for two. Cannon Huss from just inside the charity stripe makes it a two-point game with 45.9 left.
Full timeout.
Full timeout.
30 seconds.
We'll take a 30-second break on WOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, 28 points for Eddie Mittermeier, 21 for Cannon Huss, but 45.9 seconds remaining, and it's Fall Creek with the basketball and a two-point lead. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. A game that looked early in the second half, Mark, like it was going to be a runaway for the Crickets, and McDonald, all the credit in the world, regardless of the result here, has made this one more than interesting at the end.
Yes, and again, you know, we talked earlier when it looked like it was going to, you know, we had mentioned the wheels falling off, but they seem to have put the wheels right back on to make it a two-point deficit. Again, what a great test for McDonald, and, you know, and Coach Doherty mentioned it in the pregame, that it's a great test for him also.
44 seconds left. McDonald backing off a bit on the pressure. And double bonus free throws. Now they'll run and gun, trap near midcourt, trying for a tie-up.
I think he got a timeout.
A timeout for Coach Storley with 35.8 left. We will be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
What a game we've been treated to here tonight. 35.8 seconds remaining. And Fall Creek High School, your McDonald Central Max, trailing 77-75. Fall Creek with the basketball. Long pass to Ballrath. Ballrath just outside the lane. Will kick it out to Watke up top. Back to Kelly with 30 seconds to play. McDonald will have to foul soon. Kelly up top, tied up, fouled by Rozowski. And Kelly shot very well from the free throw line. In a two-point game, Coach Storley would love to see his senior hit a pair and bring it back to a two-possession advantage. 26.2 on the clock. He'll stay down on the first. Kelly first free throw is away. That one rims out.
We'll take that.
And again, I will continue to mention how well Kelly has shot from the free throw line.
Both teams have one timeout left.
Kelly the second. And that one is good. Couldn't do it twice. 78-75, one possession game. Aiden Misfelt up top with 23 seconds to play. McDonald down by three. Misfelt right side, Keegan Galvez. And Steinke. 15 seconds to go. Up top, Cannon Huss. Huss to Rozowski. Back to Huss left side. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Huss. Wide open for three. And the tie.
Oh! Down.
Aiden Misfelt is bumped and fouled with 3.3 left. Oh, a beautiful design there.
Yes.
Cannon Huss had a great look, and it just wouldn't fall.
That was a great shot.
Aiden Misfelt fouled underneath.
Actually, a smart play on Fall Creek's part with three seconds left.
3.3 left. So, again, this is still a 1-1. So, Aiden's going to want to hit this one and miss the second. Free throw's good for Aiden Misfelt. Give him nine. Coach Schilling's going to take a timeout with 3.3. We'll take another 30-second break and be back for a thrilling finish on WOGO.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
'78-76, Fall Creek trying to hand McDonald their first loss of this season. McDonald with Aiden Misfeld at the line, trailing by two. What will be the call here? Will it be an intentional miss by Misfeld, or hit the free throw foul as quickly as you can and hope for a miss by Fall Creek?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Aiden, the senior, at the line. McDonald, their 12-0 record on the line. Fall Creek can move into a tie for first place in the WCC as well.
I think it looks the way they're set up, he's going to make it, because it looks like Keegan and Asher are going to follow.
So Misfeld at the line. Throws it off the mark, and rebound pulled down with 1.7 by Fall Creek. McDonald trying to say it was a held ball. They won't.
No, they did.
Call.
It was a jump ball.
Jump ball.
Yeah.
Is called. So no foul. Jump ball called, and Fall Creek will inbound. Throwing all the way down the floor to Kelly. Kelly is fouled with 0.5 left. Eddie Mittermeier will give him a helping hand up. But a lot of time went off the clock from 1.7 to 0.5.
Yeah. On the ball in the air. But I guess it's a second.
Another timeout with 0.5 left. We'll keep it here to let you know that Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. McDonald hoping for a max miracle here at the end. Two free throws for Ben Kelly. It's been very solid from the line, and only 0.5 seconds left. Again, that was a 60-foot heave or so from the baseline for Fall Creek. It seemed like Eddie Mittermeier fouled Kelly as soon as he caught the ball, but 1.2 seconds went off the clock, so that certainly isn't to McDonald's advantage. And you'd wonder if it could even be a situation where Kelly might make the first and intentionally miss the second. It's probably better to just get a four-point lead. So the first free throw, Ben Kelly. 79-76. And now Kelly to try to put this one out of reach. Second free throw is good. Kelly gets the job done. McDonald will dribble it out. And the Macs win the first 12 games of the season, but Fall Creek proves a little too strong tonight. Your final score on the road. McDonald falls for the first time this season. Fall Creek 80, McDonald 76. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls to 12-1 on the season, now 4-1 in the WCC, and tied with Fall Creek, who may have moved ahead of them in the conference standings with a 5-1 record in conference play and 9-2 on this season. 3.5 minutes in the Post Glass post-game show begins on WOGO.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend.
Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got it. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald Falls, for the first time this season, a tight one on the road, 80-76 Fall Creek, with a victory here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, what was the message to your team at halftime, and then maybe in some of those timeouts in the second half? Because this was a back-and-forth game, and then Fall Creek with a surge right before halftime to lead by 11, and then it really seemed like the game could have gotten out of control very quickly in the second half. But maybe showing the senior-led presence of this team, you were within a couple points at the very end.
Yeah, I thought we battled pretty good in the second half. First half, we weren't very happy with our effort or our lack of physical play. Second half, we picked that up a little bit and got some stops, and then were able to hit some shots. But just 80 points is way too many to give up, and I know they shot a lot of free throws there in the second half, so still got to get better defensively, and we're going to try to do that.
Coach, I know you said that this is a game where you needed to have your best defensive performance, and certainly foul trouble played into this as well, too. What did you see from your bench when you had to bring some players in big moments in this game?
People stepped up and made plays, came in and contributed a little bit. And I think guys staying ready to come in the game is very important, and we got some seniors that come off the bench even that are always ready to come in and contribute. So it was just a good effort. Just came up a little bit short tonight.
And finally, Coach, again, just a brutal stretch here at the top of the conference for you and those you're playing, as you've got day off tomorrow, and then right back in action in a matinee game against Bloomer. So what do you focus on in just one practice before you have to get back to it against another elite team?
Hopefully some defensive stuff, and you know, again, it's another very physical team, another very big team we'll be playing on Saturday, a well-coached team that's going to play some very good defense. So we really got to lock in on the defensive end and try to get that improved.
Well, Coach, not an easy place to play here against Fall Creek, and certainly an elite Division IV team. It was a thriller at the end. We appreciated your time here before and after the game, and we'll look forward to seeing you again on Saturday.
Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a 90-second break and be back as the post-class post-game show continues here on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls by 4, 80-76, back in 90 seconds.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got it. Set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Post-class post-game show here on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls for the first time this season. They are 12-1 on the year now, 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt, and just in a dead heat with Fall Creek, who now moves ahead of them at 5-1 in conference play, 9-2 overall. And McDonald, a big game against Bloomer on Saturday. We'll have it for you, 1:40 pregame here on WOGO. Bloomer 3-1. At last check in conference, 5-2 overall. But before we talk about that one, this one here tonight, Mark Maloney, again, McDonald came out of the gate strong, much better than they did last January, where it was a just blitzkrieg from Fall Creek here on this floor. But then it started to be reminiscent of that game with the way Fall Creek ended the first half and started the second half. So all the credit in the world to McDonald for not throwing it in, for not mailing it in for the rest of that game, and making this one not only a game, but giving themselves a legitimate chance to win at the end.
Yes, it was. That was a great, again, you know, we talk about it, and a couple of things come to my mind, Caleb, is A, number one, you know, not making any excuses, trying to not, I'm not going to be defensive here, but there's some good things happened tonight. Number one, you know, we got that, let's say, the old monkey off our back of going undefeated, right?
And then, again, I think some coaches would probably say, when it comes to the goals we really want to achieve in a season, you kind of want to just lose at some point, just
exactly,
so that's not just hanging over you.
And this was a great game, if you want to, you know, call it, you know, a loss is a loss, but, you know, this is the loss that you can handle, right? With a great fight back from the big deficit. I don't know what the biggest deficit, 15, 18, I
think.
Remember.
At least 18.
Yeah. And, you know, to have these kids come back from that was phenomenal. And have opportunities at the end. Cannon's three-pointer there right towards the end just rattled off. I mean, it was right on line, rimmed out. Had that gone in, it's tied up, you know, and it's a different ball game. So there was a lot of options going on in that latter half of the second half. So, again, great game by the kids. And, again, you credited Cannon there with, you know, picking up four, you know, and coming back. Getting a little bit of rest, I think, helped him because he was getting a little tired. And then he played a phenomenal rest of the game there, did foul out. So, again, this all going to fall into play later on, trust me. Obviously, they get to see these guys again on our court, but it doesn't matter where these two teams play. It's going to be a great basketball game.
We'll get into the stats in just a moment after we take one last break here to tally them and highlights as well, too. But one of the notable things that's jumping out right away is the depth of this Fall Creek team. You look at Bo Volrath, and again, the reigning conference play of the year, and he deserves a lot of attention on defense. But as we'll get into in just a moment, five players in double figures for Fall Creek tonight. And that just shows how strong this team is, really, from top to bottom. Coach Storley, again, a veteran coach, and he's someone who will always praise the other team and talk about what his team needs to work on, like many veteran coaches do. But I think they know they've got the makings of perhaps a very special season here in Fall Creek.
Yes, and again, the Walden kid coming off and putting up the points that he did, you know, and again, I looked at Fall Creek's bench, and I'm pretty sure he only rotated in, you know, seven people. And, you know, Coach Schilling over on the other end didn't rotate in a whole lot of people either. But the kids that came off, Miles Flanagan played great. Carter Stelter played a phenomenal game out there. You know, so that's the kids that you want to see coming off the bench and contributing as much as they did. I was very, very impressed with Miles and Carter tonight. Not disqualifying anybody else, but those two kind of stuck out with how well they played tonight. So nice to see that. Again, we're going to need that later on.
Again, these two teams will rematch on Valentine's night, 14th of February. We'll have it for you here on WOGO. Look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar before our final break, and then we come back to take you through the highlights and the leading scores. Tomorrow night, Mark Halverson will have your call. A big game for Chi High. They just had their first conference setback in the BRC against New Richmond, trying to bounce back against Eau Claire Memorial. That'll be a 6:55 approximate pregame tomorrow here on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Saturday afternoon, as we mentioned, these McDonald boys on the road at Bloomer. That's Matt Nabe basketball for the Max, 1:40 p.m. in the afternoon. The start, Chi High Hockey with a huge win, ranked number two in the state, I do believe, between number two and number three, and they walloped River Falls 14-2 tonight. We'll have a look at them against Wausau West in non-conference action on Monday with Greg Stewart at 6:40 p.m. Monday night. Back in 2 minutes to finish things up with the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in two on WOGO.
At Post-Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post-Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post-Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonnell, their first setback of the season, 80-76. They fall on the road here to Fall Creek. The first of two meetings between these two teams at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference. But Bloomer going to have something to say about that as well, as Bloomer has handed Fall Creek a loss in a very tight game on the road at Bloomer. And that's where McDonnell will have to go this Saturday afternoon, looking for a better result than tonight, but couldn't ask for a much better game. A thriller absolutely down to the wire. Leading scorers for both teams, seven players scored for each squad. Mark, you mentioned seven players kind of in the rotation for each, but yes, indeed, five players in double figures for head coach Rick Storley and Fall Creek, led by Ben Kelly, their senior, with 20 points, and he really hit some big free throws down the stretch. Then 17 from Bo Volrath. He had 6 in the first half, but 11 in the second. And a lot of that came as Cannon Huss was struggling with some foul trouble because he had the task of hanging with Volrath for most of the game. So 17 for Volrath, 14 for Leo Hagberg. He hit some big shots in both halves. 11 for Isaac Steinke, 9 of those in the first half for the junior, and 10 for Jack Walden. Walden comes off the bench with a double-digit game. That was definitely a huge impact in a 4-point win for Fall Creek. 7 for Jeffrey Ritger, and then 1 for Jacob Watke to finish out the scoring for Fall Creek. On the other side, Eddie Mittermeier poured in 28, including 19 in the second half. He hit 5 threes on the game, and that's actually right around what he does every game, but it seems so impressive each time. How about Cannon Huss battling through that foul trouble to still put up 21, which is a great game, and that's what Cannon's averaging is 21. Just two incredible scores for McDonald, really leading the way. How about Aiden Misfelt hit a couple big threes, a huge one we'll hear in the highlights coming up. Aiden Misfelt with 9. Keegan Galvez, a strong game with 8 points. 4 for Carter Stelter, who played so well off the bench. 3 for Asher Rozowski, and 3 for Cooper Mittermeier. Let's hear how the second half sounded as what looked like a runaway for Fall Creek became a thriller at the end. These are your highlights on WOGO. 46-34, 12-point advantage, largest of the night for either team. Cannon Huss to answer for 3, right side, yes!
Shot.
Far into the backcourt, Eddie Mittermeier will take his time across the timeline. Goes to Asher Rozowski. Rozowski back up to Mittermeier. Rotates to Cooper Mittermeier, tip pass up top to Eddie. Now at the foul line, rotates out. Cooper Mittermeier, corner 3,
Cooper. Got it!
Cooper Mittermeier, that's a basket sorely needed by McDonald. For Fall Creek, McDonald with some pressure defense on the ball right now. Cooper Mittermeier against Hagberg. Finds Volrath. Volrath quickly slices along the baseline. Oh, met and blocked nice by Miles Flanagan. Now McDonald on the run. Inbounds to Steinke. Throws to Kelly. Kelly pulls up just inside the foul line. Comes up short. Long rebound. Rozowski battles it down. Rozowski, long lead, feet ahead. Eddie Mittermeier gets his man in the air, up and in for 2. Keegan Galvez out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt to Rozowski, straight on. Galvez, pick out Misfelt, corner 3, right side, rattled in and out.
There we go.
Offensive rebound, put back, going high, and finishing Keegan Galvez.
That was halfway down again.
Rozowski, left block extended. Carter Stelter, pull up from the foul line, won't roll in. Offensive rebound, Rozowski, go down, count it, and a foul. Asher Rozowski, a chance for 3 the old-fashioned way. McDonald within 10. Otherwise, it could have been another end one opportunity for Steinke with that strong first half. 64-53. Fall Creek with the lead. Rozowski to Mittermeier, falling away for 3. Left!
Nice.
Yes!
He can heat up very quickly.
Mittermeier with a game-high 18 points. Back to Mittermeier. Back to Aiden right in front of his own bench on the right side. Looking to Cannon Huss along the baseline. Nothing there. They'll work around. Rozowski left wing. The senior, Asher Rozowski, finds Keegan Galvez. Cutting to the hoop for 2. 6-point game.
Beautiful pass.
Keegan Galvez has 6 in the second half. Fall Creek here on the road. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Aiden Misfelt steps into a 3. Left wing, swish! 3-point game, and a timeout taken by Fall Creek.
Full timeout. ninth of his fourth.
Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Inbounds to Keegan Galvez. Asher Rozowski swings to Eddie Mittermeier. Open for three, left corner.
Drawing it.
Yes! Two-point game. Eddie Mittermeier with 21. Long free throw shooter. And that is his first attempt of the night, I believe. And he makes it a five-point deficit again for McDonald, 69-64. Eddie Mittermeier up top. He'll step into
looks
a three.
Good.
Straight on! Oh, we knew it! Eddie Mittermeier with 24. McDonald within two once again. Seesaw affair here in Fall Creek. Cannon Huss driving in hard, takes it to the rack and scores. Two-point game once again.
Saw that one coming a long ways away. Cannon saw the door open.
Well, you could hear in those highlights, two-point game once again. Said that multiple times, and that's just about as close as the max could get. But from 18 down in the second half, Claude scratched and fought their way back into this one, and a thrilling finish. Credit to Fall Creek, a strong team here on their home floor, but you got to love McDonald coming in here against a state-ranked Division IV team and playing with that kind of grit.
Yes, again, a lot of good things happened tonight. We'll take this one, we'll swallow the pill, and Coach Schilling will have, and his coaching staff will have everybody ready to go, hopefully come Saturday. Again, some fantastic leadership from these seniors out there tonight. I'm just impressed with them. You know, I'll take this loss. These are the types of losses that you can really, really build on. That there's a lot of good things that happen. You know, when you get slaughtered by 30, it's tough to come away with anything good out of those games. But this 2-point game like this, 4-point, whatever it ended up, I think it ended up 4. Those are the games that you can easily take a lot of good things away from it and build on it. And again, man, I'm looking forward to the rest of this season and the way these kids have been playing.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be excited about, really, for both teams that took the floor here today. And a lot ahead of them in terms of vying for that Western Clover Belt Conference crown and also looking for bigger rewards to come tournament time. But as Coach Storley mentioned before the game, we're not even to the halfway point of the season yet, especially with some of these rescheduled games too. So a lot of basketball to be played. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports. Thank you to Mr. Saransky, the athletic director here at Fall Creek, always such gracious hosts. We appreciate it very much. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson. Our thanks as well to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Once again, your final score from Fall Creek. Fall Creek Crickets 80, your McDonald Central Max 76. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Fall Creek.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.